Welcome to the Empathy to Impact podcast brought to you by Inspire Citizens. I'm your host, Scott Jameson. On this podcast, we are going to be diving into the voices and stories of students who own their learning and impact their communities. Hi, this is Scott. Thanks for joining me for this encore episode of Interviewing Local Heroes at HKIS. This is a fantastic episode that we recorded in early 2022 that really showcases the Inspire Citizens Eco-Media program out of the blocks. This is a program that really focuses on student journalism, the art of the interview, and how to ask good follow-up questions, and perhaps most of all, how to be a good active listener. This program is a great way to build connections in your community. It's a great way to share stories that often go unnoticed from people in our communities. That might be our school community or our local community. Or if we use technology, that might even expand beyond that. In this particular example, students are using some of their skills they learned in a narrative writing unit, as well as their active listening skills, to amplify stories of people in their community who often go unnoticed and are quietly having an impact in their daily lives. I wonder, what stories might we uncover in our own communities if we take the time to stop, engage, and actively listen? If you are feeling inspired, go to the show notes and book a discovery call through the link there to look at how Out of the Blocks might add to an existing unit in your scope and sequence. Or perhaps as an after-school activity where we design interviews and build connection with people in our communities. Book a call and learn more about Out of the Blocks and other eco-media programs offered by Inspire Citizens. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss any of these inspiring stories from young people around the world, and share this episode in your professional learning communities and on your social media feeds. Thanks for making a difference in the lives of your students and the people in your community. Enjoy the episode. Welcome to another episode of the Empathy to Impact podcast. Today we are in Hong Kong visiting HKIS and talking to Chloe and Evelyn, who are fellow podcasters. And they've just completed a project in eighth grade and are going to tell us a little bit about some of the work that they're doing. All right, to start, can you guys tell me a little bit about the project that you just finished up?
So our unit was centered around unsung heroes, and the purpose of the podcast was to interview an unsung hero that we see in our lives daily and to learn more about them and their story.
It was also to make and finalize a kind of script and to work on from that and learn about interviewing skills and how to not be awkward and how to ask follow-up questions, things like that. So it was incorporating the community service thing with our academics.
Wow. It sounds like a lot of things are kind of happening all in this project. So I'm looking forward to unpacking this a little bit with you. Why a podcast? Why did you choose a podcast as opposed to some other way of presenting your story?
I think podcasts are really good for expressing out stories, but then it's like kind of a question and answer kind of interview kind of format where you don't really have in like newspaper article. Well, you do have that sometimes, but it's not exact question answer. And I think some of the benefits from using a podcast are they're a little bit more engaging for people who don't like to read, which is like 60% of our class. So I think it's just a good medium to express out feeling. Yeah.
Yeah. And also through podcasts, we got to experiment using sound effects and voiceovers and music. And I think overall, it's a lot more engaging than just reading prose, because I think it just illustrates the unsung hero's story better.
So thinking about the story, why is it so important that we're telling these kind of stories?
Well, because we had to find an unsung hero that we see in our lives daily. So I think that by understanding their story, we can develop closer bonds or relationships with them and kind of, I guess, fully appreciate what they do for the community. And I think the podcast is a great way of sharing their work with the HKIS community.
Yeah, because it's going to be listened to by a lot of people, and it's a really easy thing to get to a bunch of people really quickly and just generally meet people that you haven't met, show some appreciation, acknowledge them a little bit. Yeah.
I agree. Like, this format is a great way to reach a larger audience, I think. And I had the opportunity to listen to some of the podcasts from your class. And there's some really inspirational stories here of people that we see every day in our community. And sometimes we just don't know the whole story. A lot of the things I found really interesting while listening were, even though you might have interviewed, some people might have interviewed somebody they knew, they kind of connected on a deeper level when they were doing the interview and found out some new things and really uncovered some really amazing stories of unsung heroes in the community. You talked about some of the different skills that you learned as you were putting your podcast together. I just want to kind of dig into that a little further. You guys had some really good post-production elements in the podcast that I was listening to. You talked about narration and voiceover and music. Can you tell me a little bit about how you used some of these elements to enhance your story?
So to enhance our story using these elements, most of these elements were voiceovers and background music, which were super hard to choose. Background music in specific, because you have to get the overall vibe of, you have to envision exactly what you want your podcast to be, in a sense, before you start thinking about anything, you know? Because, like, each podcast has a different kind of feel to it and a specific emotion that they want to convey, and background music helps a lot with that, and if it doesn't fit, it won't work. And with narration over top, it was kind of hard trying to get the volume just right to be kind of over, but then you don't want to disturb the stuff that's running behind, and they were both very, very hard to kind of do in a short amount of time.
Speaking of, like, the narration, we had to, well, it was optional, but you had the option to make a script, and I think through the script, we were able to employ some of the narrative writing techniques that we learned, because previously we actually wrote a 100-word memoir about a memorable experience. And I think we were able to utilize some of those skills in our podcast through the script.
I really like that you're connecting some of the skills from class into the podcast. And I guess I'm wondering, what skills did you learn during this podcast project that you think might transfer well as you move on to high school next year?
I think just managing your time well, because we had quite a small-ish amount of time that we were making this project, and especially because I had some activities to go to, school activities, I really had to manage how much I wanted to do in one day, just cram a lot of things in one day so that I could get the base done, and then just do all these little nitty-gritty details. And I think in high school, I think that's probably a really, really important skill set to have that patience and to have that schedule planning. Because obviously we're going to be like preparing for college, right? We're going to be thinking about classes, which classes we want to do, how much of that class we want to do. And I think that having that schedule kind of planning is really important for the future.
For sure. And I think that's something that high school students definitely struggle with. Something that adults struggle with is trying to manage time. So anytime you kind of be able to build those skills, that's fantastic. You've alluded to a few of these as we've been talking, but I wonder, what were some of the challenges as new podcasters that you faced when you were putting your podcast together?
Oh my.
Well, for me, at least, I'm speaking for myself, I'm kind of a socially awkward person, and I like to talk to people I know. So when I was given the task to talk to, well, my interviewee was like a person, a volunteer who works at my church. And when I was given the task to interview her, I thought it was quite daunting at first because I hadn't really spoke to her personally before. So I think that was one of the big challenges I faced.
Yeah, and when we were doing like practices, we were interviewing people in our school. So it was like the janitors. So we practiced interviewing the janitors. And obviously it was very, very awkward because they obviously knew who we were, but we had never spoken before at all. In the 3 years that I was here, I recognized most of the people that I talked to, and they probably recognized me, but I had never spoken to them before, and I feel kind of bad about it. Also, there was like also that like time management thing, but it was a small thing.
I think it's probably going to do a lot to build community. You talk about, you know, you have these people in the same space for 3 years that you've never talked to, and now all of a sudden you've had that conversation. I think that goes a long way to build our community at the school and make it a little bit more cohesive and be able to just have those casual conversations as you're walking down the hall now, because you have that little bit of a connection from that conversation. So I think that's really cool.
Leading on from that afterwards, I would talk to the person that I interviewed a little bit. So she knows about me, and she now knows that I don't speak Cantonese very well, but I generally get my idea across, and she knows what I'm kind of thinking of, and we kind of understand each other on like a kind of a weird way, an awkward way, but it works.
I think that's something that they probably really value as well, having that connection now in school. It probably makes coming to work a little more interesting and a little more fun to be part of, feel a little bit more part of the community after this. So I think that's really cool. Can we talk a little bit about your individual podcast? Maybe I'll have Evelyn go first. Can you tell us a little bit about your story?
Yep. Okay, so my podcast that I planned with Subin, my partner, she did a lot of the work. Even though I'm talking now, she did a lot of the work. She should be here. But my podcast was about creating a podcast, and it was about all the struggles, everything we learned, all of the high points and the low points. And I also interviewed some of my classmates about it, and they had mixed emotions about it.
Here's a short clip of Evelyn's podcast.
Hello, everybody. This is Evelyn.
And this is Subin.
This semester, we were tasked with interviewing an unsung hero in our community, and we chose to focus on showing appreciation to these people.
Yeah, and this was especially difficult because at HKIS there are so many people and staff that work here all day that we don't get the opportunity to appreciate them.
HKIS is a big school, and there are many staff members and people we could acknowledge. For example, the cleaners and the receptionists at the front desk.
But me and Evelyn decided to go to the finance department.
And we decided to talk about the people who work here and if they really feel appreciated or not.
We learned a lot during this experience, and we realized that this process is long and a tiring one.
Today, we will talk about how we produced our podcast. We began with creating a plan. If you're going to produce a podcast, or anything really, you need a well-oiled plan.
This plan was marked out by a planning document made by Ms. Elsoff. This was used to make a proper backbone of what we really wanted this podcast to be.
We made questions to align with this plan and started practicing to get a hold of our nerves so we wouldn't stutter. We learned how to organize our notes and really get the soul of our idea.
The most difficult part of this part of the project was narrowing our ideas into a condensed form. We went through many versions of it and revised it over and over, which seems repetitive, but it really helped us put our feelings down on paper.
Then we tried to find the person we wanted to interview. This is where Dorothy from the finance department comes in. She kindly let us interview her, and we sourced out raw material from her. Thanks, Dorothy.
I actually really enjoyed listening to your podcast. Before I knew you were coming on, it was one of the ones that I had picked out of the list that I had listened to previously, and was very excited to see that you were going to be able to join me today to talk a little bit about it. And I think it's really important to kind of capture our learning in that way. And there's a lot of things out there now that say how valuable that is to find ways to capture our learning. I think you did a really good job of that in your podcast. Chloe, can you tell us a little bit about your story that you captured on your podcast?
So there's a nun that works at my church, the church that I go to. And at the end of every mass, she announces how she coordinates this. She kind of promotes these programs that she coordinates for migrant workers to help them with financial management. And I hadn't previously talked to her, and I thought that what she was doing was really inspiring. And I noticed how no one really acknowledges how much she does for migrant workers. So I was really keen to interview her about not only her work, the programs that she coordinates, but also about her life for that, because I didn't really know anything about her previously.
Let's have a listen to the first couple minutes of Chloe's podcast.
Every Saturday and Sunday, Our Lady of Mount Carmel Church in Wan Chai bustles with Catholics of all ages, races, and economic backgrounds who gather to attend Mass. Mount Carmel Church also offers Sunday school for adults and children, workshops for migrant workers, and community outreach activities. Behind the scenes, a warm and kindly woman named Sister Victoria organizes these activities. Sister Victoria looks after parishioners in Mount Carmel Church like an affectionate mother tending to her children, hardworking and never seeking reward or attention. Helping migrant workers is a fundamental part of Sister Victoria's work. She runs programs to counsel migrant workers, particularly those facing financial, emotional, and family problems. Born and raised in the Philippines, Sister Victoria grew up as the oldest sister among eight children, which helped her develop a sense of responsibility and interest in seeing other people grow.
So as the second child in a brood of eight, and being the eldest daughter, it's like being the surrogate mom. So I have to take care of the other six after me. But I really enjoyed it. Actually, I enjoy seeing my brothers, my younger brothers and sisters growing up and developing, I remember my youngest brother, Emilio, when he would be telling me stories that I did not know where they come from. We live together and then his imagination will be so fertile that I said, where do they get that? That was a beautiful experience for me.
My favorite part of your podcast was right at the end when you told her it was about being an unsung hero. And I think the word you used was mortified. You said she was mortified to learn that she was considered an unsung hero.
Yeah.
I thought that was fantastic.
Thank you.
Did Sister Victoria get a chance to listen to your finished podcast?
She did. And now she asked me to help her because she was inspired to start a podcast of her own for these Bible study sessions that she does. So I'm helping her edit it now.
That's so amazing that you're able to transfer these skills from what you've learned to partner up with someone in the community and keep that impact going. I'm so impressed by that. I think that's going to be so cool.
Thank you.
And for both of you, for you and for her. What would you tell some students who are going to be in this class next year? Maybe they're seventh graders right now coming into eighth grade next year. What would you tell them about this project?
Be super prepared. When you're planning it, you have to be super thorough. So thorough. You have to get every little detail there. Because we already have this little thing that we need to fill out. So that's not hard anymore. You've got the questions all there. Just use your sources properly. And it might be hard at the beginning and throughout the entire thing until you get to the end and then you look back and it's like, oh, wow, I made this. I feel so accomplished. I feel so proud.
I'd advise the incoming eighth graders to really plan ahead because there's a lot of steps that are involved in making a podcast, like generating the questions, the interview, editing, creating the script, doing the narration. And if you wait until the last second to do it, then I think the outcome is going to reflect that.
How have your skills developed as interviewers throughout the course of this project? You said you had some time to do some practice interviews before getting to your final interview for your podcast. I'm wondering if you could tell us a little bit about that journey as interviewers from the beginning to the final piece.
So from the beginning, from when we started practicing, so we had two practice opportunities. I first practiced with somebody I knew, so my grandma, and she talked about something she gave up on, which was golf, and she killed a swan once. And that was like it was weird and it was awkward because I knew this person, right? And I was asking them questions that I wouldn't normally ask, right? And you're getting all these like honest answers, and these answers are wacky, but at the same time, you're learning something new, right? And then with the second one, it was a little bit scary. I would say scary, daunting, because I was so nervous. It was somebody I didn't know, but yeah, as I said, somebody I didn't know, but I'd seen them for a while and I felt a little guilty that I hadn't talked to them earlier. And when I interviewed them, I had to speak Cantonese. So it was awkward, very awkward, but we got our point across. We did it fine. And the third time where I did it with somebody in the finance department, I had no idea who this person was. Never seen her before, but she works at our school. She comes to school every day. And it was still kind of scary going up to her and saying, oh yeah, can we please interview you? Because again, you don't really know this person. You don't know whether to speak Cantonese or English. And it's just running in your head. And I think you just work yourself up so much to the point where it's like mind over matter.
And I think in the beginning, everyone was kind of shy and didn't really know how to have a smooth interview. So you have your prepared questions, but you didn't know how to flow from one question to the other. But I think over the course of the unit, as we got more practice with our classmates and members of the HKIS community, we were able to eventually conduct a successful interview in which we were able to ask follow-up questions or have side comments, you know, those type of things that help the interview run smoothly.
Speaking of follow-up questions, I really have to ask, Evelyn, did your grandmother's decision to give up golf have to do with the swan's death, or were those two unrelated issues?
She felt sorry for the swan and she killed another bird before that. So the second animal killed was the end of story. She was like, no, I'm not going to kill animals. I don't want to kill animals anymore. I don't want to be a slaughterhouse. I don't want to be a walking slaughterhouse, as she said. And I think I'm going to give up golf because I'm just not getting better. In fact, I'm costing people lives. And that was kind of what she was saying. And I think it was really funny because it was like, I killed two animals. I will not do golf anymore. It was a kind of like thing that she went in through her head, and she had a lot to say about it.
I'm so glad I asked that question. At the end of this project, you've both produced a podcast. What are you most proud of that final product?
I'm proud that I was able to share her story in a way that inspired other people, I guess, because my mom sent the podcast to her friends and they were mentioning how they're inspired, or they found her story, or they just really appreciated what she had done to the community. And I think that was my goal from the beginning, to inform more people about what Sister Victoria does, because I feel that she doesn't really get acknowledged at all. So yeah.
I think over the course of this unit, I have learned so much about, well, expressing your feelings in a different medium, first of all. Second, GarageBand, just going through the entire thing over and over and over until it is clockwork. I've learned so much about everybody that I've practiced interviewed. I've learned a lot about how to create a good sounding podcast, how to make it sound smooth. And yeah, I just think expressing it in a different medium. And that's just something we don't really do in class, or in my old school anyway.
Thank you so much, both of you, for sharing your experience for this project and sharing your experience as podcasters. You have been absolutely fabulous to talk to today, and I have really enjoyed our conversation. And I am looking forward to sharing your story with our listeners, because this really is some inspirational work. Taking something that, where we're recognizing people in the community, we're building community, we're highlighting people who are having an impact and making a difference, who maybe don't get the recognition that they deserve. And I think that's absolutely amazing. So well done, and thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
If you've enjoyed this episode, let's keep the conversation going on Twitter at @ScottJ_onWheels, or you can find out more about Inspire Citizens on our website, inspirecitizens.org. Thanks for listening.